The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Heard weekdays from 12 noon until 3 in the afternoon. Dennis Prager, he educates us, he motivates us, and he inspires us to just simply be better people, and I'm proud to be part of the team here with Dennis on 94.5 The Answer, and privileged to have Dennis join us for a few minutes on The Morning Answer today. Mr. Prager, welcome to the Carolinas.
I love the Carolinas, and thank you for having me.
First, before we talk about your book, let me say that I really enjoy your fireside chats. And a few weeks back, one particularly got my attention. And the question was, would you save your dog or a stranger first if both were drowning? Now, Dennis, this was a tough one for me because Peg and I, we love our two little Cocker Spaniels, Jesse and Coco. And my first thought was, well, of course I'll save my dog first. But after hearing you, I sort of started having some second thoughts and had to think about it a little more. And you say that you've asked this question over the years. Do you pretty much get the same answer year after year?
I began speaking. I have a very odd life. I began public speaking in my 20s, my early 20s, in fact. And we're talking over 40 years ago, and I have been asking the question, therefore, for more than a generation, maybe two generations, the exact same results every time. One-third vote for the dog, one-third for the stranger, one-third doesn't know. Two-thirds would not save the stranger, in other words.
Yep.
Same result for 40 years. And as I explained, I'm glad you watched it, and I commend it to all of your listeners' attention that I do a fireside chat every week at Prager University on the YouTube. At Prager U, it's got a 750,000 views each week. So it's pretty popular, and I did talk about this question. This is one of my arguments for why you cannot have a morality without God. Because if you base it on feelings and on love, very beautiful things, feelings and love, you will save your dog. If you save it on the basis of Judeo-Christian values, you will save the stranger.
Yep. Yep. I got to tell you, Dennis, at one point, you do realize, I don't know if you watch your own videos, but at one point, as you're talking about saving the stranger, Otto, who is the most famous dog in the world, he kind of looks over at you like, you know, who is this guy? Who is this disturbed human being that would not save me first?
Yes, that's very possible. And I had a talk with him afterwards, told him how I reassured him how much I loved him.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just, and again, Peg and I are just big dog lovers, and it's just, it's so nice to see Otto lying by your side as you're doing your fireside chat. So,
you know, I told the crowd that does the fireside chat, you got a video getting Otto into the study where I do it. I'm serious. It's fascinating. You can't get him. Bulldogs are stubborn. That's why they're called in some ways bulldogs. He really knows once a week he really is expected to be. It cracks me up.
Just this past week, one day last week, I think it was during your happiness hour, a caller was asking you about Otto and your videos. And you talked about, I think she asked you how you chose that particular breed of dog. And you talked about the fact that every week, every day actually, that your dogs make you laugh. And I never had really thought about that, but that's true. I mean, Jesse and Coco, and I talked with Peg about this, every single day we laugh about something that the two of them do.
That's exactly right. And that's, forgive me, that's a big part of their purpose. It is one of the reasons that, you know, people do live longer who have a dog and I guess a cat too. I'm not, you know, anti the other. And why not? I mean, life is tough. If something could bring you joy, I just think people should engage in it. But I did raise the dog Stranger Thing because it's the best example I know of feelings versus right and wrong.
Yep, yep. Let's talk for a quick minute here on PragerU. It's been hugely successful. 400-plus videos, 2 billion views. I mean, that's a lot of people watching your videos. Did you ever have any idea that you're going to be able to reach this many people?
I got to tell you, when we started this, I think 7 years ago, had you said to me, I want you to know you're going to have 1 million views a year, I would have said from your mouth to God's ears. Had you said you will have 1 billion views every year, I would have said you are out of your mind.
Yeah, that is just amazing. And the people's lives that you are touching, it is just absolutely phenomenal. So, all right, so let's talk about your latest book, The Rational Bible, Genesis. It's made a lot of the bestsellers list, USA Today, Publishers Weekly, Wall Street Journal, and the number one bestseller on the of the Old Testament, on Amazon. I've got to ask you, when you read reviews like this, and I read a number of them this afternoon, life-changing material. In his clear and easy style, Mr. Prager leads us on a journey of understanding that very few people could do. Mr. Prager has a way of bringing the stories to life, and there are pages and pages of wonderful reviews like this. It has to be satisfying to you to know that you're reaching people like this.
Listen, this is by far the hardest thing I've ever done, and I've been teaching this all of my life. I know biblical Hebrew very, very well, and more important, I know biblical Hebrew grammar, and it's been a huge help. And I have taught this to people of every faith and no faith. My dream is to bring the Bible to the world, and because I don't know of a better book. And I know that there is a serious decline in wisdom, and you can't have a good society without wisdom. Good intentions are worthless without wisdom. Wisdom is almost everything. And so this is all, and I ask people, if you don't get your wisdom from the Bible, where do you get it from? I've done hours of radio with that question.
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
It's a very important question. I mean, and then people say, oh, life experience. Well, wait a minute. So every human being is going to reinvent wisdom? Well, isn't part of wisdom learning from the past and then applying it to the present? Distilling the best ideas that were ever created?
Yep.
So I do believe the 2 volumes that thus far came out of the Rational Bible changed lives. That's what they're meant to do.
Yep, yep. I've heard you mention, speaking of wisdom and education, and I've heard you say before that universities have played a big part in killing the Bible. What do you mean by that?
Yes, the most dynamic religion of the last 100 years has not been Christianity, has not been Islam. The most dynamic religion has been leftism. This is not a criticism, it's a fact. It has taken over the Western world. That is the dominant religion. It's a secular religion, but it's a religion. And it's in competition with the Judeo-Christian scriptures. It's either you take science and the New York Times seriously, or you take the Bible seriously. That's what they have sort of taught people. That's why I write a column each week, comes out on Tuesdays, and I wrote a column a few weeks ago, Why Does the Left Mock the Bible?
I read that, by the way. 400,
good, thank you. We put out 400 videos, and, excuse me, many of them are differed with, but the ones mocked the most are the ones that make the case for God and religion.
Yep, yep. In that article, and I had written down a couple of notes from that specific article, you talk about the biblical view is that people are not basically good. Evil, therefore, comes from within human nature. Expound on that for a minute.
That's the single most important thing you need to know in life. Yeah, because if you think people are basically good, you cannot be a wise person. Everything that you base on that will be foolish. And that's the dividing line between the possibility of wisdom and the impossibility of wisdom. Understanding that human nature is not basically good. That's how important it is.
Yep.
And obviously it's explained in there because in the Genesis book of the Rational Bible, God himself is quoted as saying the will of man's heart is towards evil from his youth. I knew this, in other words, I knew this growing up as a religious Jew. I knew this when I was 6 years old. In a certain sense, I had a more keen understanding of the world at six than most professors today at Stanford, Harvard, or the University of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Rational Bible, Genesis, with me today, Dennis Prager. And I tell you, it's just, it's amazing. Again, the people that you touch. What's the best way for people to purchase this, Dennis? Should they go to your website or what?
No, there are very, first of all, obviously the easiest is Amazon. The Costco, this really meant a lot to me. Costco ordered 36,000 copies.
Wow.
And that's my dream. I mean, if you have a dream to get the Bible into people's hands, you want a place like Costco to do it. So if people would check with Costco, I want to encourage Costco to order the third volume when it comes out next year. But the easiest is clearly Amazon.com or the Prager store, where at list price, you can get an autographed copy. At Amazon, obviously, you get a reduced price.
Yeah. So, and we have several Costcos here in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina. So run by your local Costco or online Amazon as well. It's the Rational Bible, Genesis. And go ahead and if you're online, go ahead and order Exodus too if you haven't already purchased a copy of that. And Dennis, I got permission to do this ahead of time. We're going to give away a copy, a signed copy of Genesis. So I'm going to encourage my listeners to text Bible, the keyword Bible, to 877-235-9405. Dennis is going to sign a copy, and you could be the lucky owner of this latest edition. So just text Bible, B-I-B-L-E, to 877-235-9405. Have about a minute left, Dennis. You're going to be traveling back to Israel in December. I've been to Israel with you and Mike Gallagher two times now, looking forward to my third. And I have to say, there's something new that I learn every time. Talk with our listeners for a minute here in upstate South Carolina about what to expect with staying with Israel in 2019.
Well, there are a lot of reasons to go on this trip, and hundreds now, more than 1,000 have. One is that Israel is, I've been to 130 countries, and just on that basis alone, I could tell you the unique power of a trip to Israel. It's both meaningful and fun. December is a great time to go because it's not hot. Then there is another great factor. You will meet magnificent people. The greatest compliment to me in my life is the type of human being that I have attracted into my life. If it sounds like I'm bragging, I guess I am. But I attract good people, and you will meet wonderful people from all over America. As you know, Joey, you know the type of person.
Yes.
Who comes out, the person like you. that's pretty much a good advertisement.
There you go, yes.
So Israel, these other people, and obviously Mike and myself, it's a very powerful trip and fun.
Yep, and it's coming up December the 2nd through the 11th. Go to 945theanswer.com. You can't miss the banner ad there with Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher. Click on that, get more additional information, and we'd love to have you join us in December. Dennis Prager, thank you again for spending a few minutes of your time with me today.
It's an honor. Look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. Dennis Prager, 12 until 3 o'clock each afternoon here on 945 The Answer. And that wraps up another Free Speech Friday. Glad to have you along. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. The Mike Gallagher Show up next, and Tommy and I will join you again on Monday at early 6 o'clock a.m. Till then, just be happy, because God's in control.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.